In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The suspect arrested last week in that 1987 murder in Niles has been arraigned. The Berrien County Prosecutor's Office says 67-year-old Patrick Wayne Gillum of South Bend was in court on Tuesday, and bond was set at $500,000 with a tether requirement. Additionally, the court ruled that if he is released on bond, he must reside in Michigan and remain at his residence 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. His next court date is March 2nd. Gillum is charged with open murder and breaking and entering in the February 1987 murder of 30-year-old Roxanne Lee Wood at her home in Niles. It's alleged that he broke in, encountered Wood, and cut her throat. Her husband later found her. Michigan State Police reopened the investigation in 2020 and were led to Gillum. He was arrested last Thursday by the South Bend Police Department working to assist the Michigan State Police. Congressman Fred Upton has signaled he could be running for another term in Washington, this time in Michigan's new 4th District. His campaign has released an ad simply titled Record. In it, Upton talks about common sense conservatism, touting his record on diseases, spending, and taxes. Upton says it's been his honor to serve the people of West Michigan in the 6th District, promising he'll never be a rubber stamp for anyone from outside our community. The ad begins running today on broadcast television in the Grand Rapids market and cable outlets across the entire district. The new 4th District covers northern Berrien County, including Benton Harbor and St. Joseph, along with parts of Kalamazoo, Van Buren, and Allegan counties up to Holland. This map has Upton competing with Congressman Bill Huizinga. Benton Harbor City Commissioners have approved a contract for the construction of a new pavilion at City Center Park. The first pavilion was constructed with grant funds to house the farmers market. During a Tuesday meeting, Commissioner Sharon Henderson said she approves of the project.
I'm really glad to see this project being moved forward and to be completed so that residents can actually use this, because that park over the last several years has gotten a lot of use, and it would be great to have another pavilion there so that people are protected from the weather, the elements, whatever it is in that park. So it's a really great project, and I'm glad that it's being completed.
The plan was to always have two pavilions for the farmers market. The cost of the project is $128,000, with a USDA grant paying $94,000. State Senator Kim Lozada has announced the 2022 edition of her Southwest Michigan Spirit Tournament. She says in a promotional video, the tournament is a chance for schools in her district to demonstrate their pride.
I can't wait to start the excitement. Let's show the state that no one has more school spirit than Southwest Michigan.
This year, the bracket competition will feature a graphic of each school's mascot on Facebook that people can react to. Based on the reactions, schools will get points. Also, people can go to Lozada's website to vote for the schools. The tournament starts on February 28th and runs through April 1st. The winner will be announced on April 4th. Countryside Academy won last year. We have a link to more information at our website. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.